Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about cattle on feed implications from the April report. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Livestock Extension Economist. So, Dr. Maples, what were the big takeaways from the latest cattle on feed report?
Thanks, Amy. The latest USDA cattle on feed report showed lower placements than during March of this year than occurred during March of 2017. However, we still have a record large number of cattle on feed, which is causing concern and lower expected prices for fed cattle for the summer months.
What were the placement numbers and why are they significant?
Placements into feedlots during March were lower than they were during March of 2017. While this was anticipated, it breaks a run of 12 consecutive months of placement increases. So placements were 9.3% lower than during March of last year. This is not an indication of fewer total cattle supplies, but rather confirmation of the change in feedlot timing over recent months. Larger placements in January and February built up feedlot inventories and decreased the number of cattle available to be placed during March and April.
So even though placements were lower than last year, there still are a lot of cattle on feed?
Absolutely. So even though placements were lower than last year, the number of cattle on feed is still a historically large number. At 11.7 million head of cattle on feed, this is the largest April 1st total since 2006 and the second largest on record since data began to be collected in 1996. Again, this placements number is a little misleading. It doesn't imply there are fewer cattle. It just implies that a lot of the cattle entered the feedlot sooner. And this is evident by the large number of cattle on feed.
Did this report offer any indication that herd expansion may be slowing?
It did. So the latest cattle on feed report, it included a quarterly breakdown that shows the number of heifers on feed is up 14% compared to a year ago. Heifers on feed began to increase sharply in mid-2017 with higher quarterly inventories since July of last year. So heifer slaughter levels are not quite to the level that would suggest big herd declines. So during a normal cattle cycle, the percentage of heifers in the mix varies from roughly 31% during expansion to about 40% during herd liquidation. That level for the past year has been about 34%, so above rapid expansion but below herd reduction levels.
What about the marketing rate?
The marketing rate was also lower during according to the most recent report, though this was partially influenced by there being one less marketing day during March of 18 than there was during March of 2017. However, marketing rates have somewhat underwhelmed as of late.
What does all this have to do with prices?
The last few months have seen a pretty sharp run-up in the number of cattle on feed for longer periods of time. The number of cattle on feed longer than 120 days is significantly above 2017 levels. This number was relatively low last year, but this year feedlots have a lot more cattle that are market ready or near market ready, and this has led to lower price expectations for the summer months when these cattle will have to come out.
Why does a potentially large number of market ready cattle matter to cow-calf producers in Mississippi?
So that's a great question. The calves from Mississippi ultimately end up in the feedlots, even if they trade hands a few times along the way. An efficient marketing pace ensures that market-ready cattle are moved out and space frees up for new placements to move into feedlots, new placements like calves here from Mississippi. So a large supply of market-ready cattle ready all at once can lead to lower live prices due to excess supplies, and those cattle may stay in feedlots longer. This can have two primary negative effects on feeder cattle prices here in Mississippi. First, these more market-ready cattle waiting in feedlots can lead to less feedlot demand for placements. And second, lower live prices lead to lower break-even prices that feedlots can pay for our feeder cattle here in Mississippi.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Livestock Extension Economist Josh Maples. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.